when I came back, they had taken carpenters in on the Brooklyn local, which I was able to be voted in by the president and Master of Arms, and I got voted into the local. And I stayed at that for numerous years. We would be shaped up and got 2 hours traveling time to come over to Port Newark. And we came over to Port Newark, we worked the Grace Line ships. Another interesting thing back in those days, we had what they call grain jobs. We started 8 o'clock in the morning, we finished at 3 a.m., maybe 4 o'clock a.m. And there was a guy named Jack Whitney. I think I had that name. Anyhow, he was a master at figuring out how much lumber and timber we needed for a grain job. A grain job is we fit a ship out for grain that would be pumped in at a grain terminal, then shipped over to Russia. And we made a lot of money. Everybody made money in those days because the manpower was from 8 to 3 in the morning, plus there would be maybe 15, 16 carpenters doing that, sheeting up and making the feeder for the grain to be in. For the feeder was where the chute would come in and feed the grain into a feeder, and it goes into the ship.